Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Those ways that are on that level that you have to leave behind because they can't follow you into your next season. But you hold on to them because it's comfortable. It's quiet in the middle here. Wait. Right and say amen. Let me say it again. Many are praying for new levels but haven't decided to leave the old levels. Amen. You have to determine what is it that I must do. And in the word, I'm looking at the word decide. I'm not saying many haven't prayed to leave the old level. You've prayed. But along with that prayer, you got to decide some stuff. Amen. Most things that God does come with a bold decision. See, I've come to realize this. The real you sometimes is cloaked or blanketed under passivity. And we call it peace. Just enjoying the peace of God. But really what it is, the enemy puts you in a frame of mind or in a dimension of passivity where if somebody bump you, you get upset. But see, the real you is when you're most alive. That's why the word even says there are times to be angry, but sin not. You know, when something really gets to your goat, everything in you comes alive. Are you hearing me? But if ain't nothing happening, if you're just in the comfort zone all the time, just kind of blowing in the wind. But we want to discover the real you, the kingdom you, that requires something. Where we miss it oftentimes, we release energy into the wrong places and into the wrong people, into the wrong circumstances. And so now we're all fatigued. We're all, you know, confused and down. Because you've made yourself too available to stuff that has nothing to do with your destiny. Nothing to do with your purpose. This is where you have to be a person that makes decisions. Sometimes you have to decide to separate. When I say separate, it means God doesn't just separate you. He sets you apart. You know, I mean, you can still be amongst a lot of people in that, but you have to be set apart for God to deal with you so that when you get among all the frequencies and the noise and the sounds and the voices, you can distinguish God's voice. Because that's the voice I hear in my secret place. That's the voice I hear in my meditations. That's the presence I know. So you can discern things when things get to moving so that it can be confusing and oppressing. Elevation always begins with separation. Separate yourself unto God. I've been challenging for a while. Develop that private prayer life. It's good to have my wife, I think the church, we have a number of prayer calls early in the morning and in the evenings and things like that. Those are wonderful. Prayer meetings are wonderful. But you need that into me see with God yourself. Consistently, consistently, consistently. How does a banker count real money from the false? He counts the real money. Gets so familiarized with the real money that if a false dollar comes up real quick, they'll recognize because they've seen so much of the real. Well, when you spend time in the glory and you break through, you're not just there routinely or just mechanically, but you're touching God, you're communing with God. Then when you get into situations, you recognize right away what is of God and what is not of God. We need that. You know, the only time Israel was really deceived and when Joshua was ruler was when the Moabites came and Joshua didn't acknowledge the Lord. I'm sorry, the Gibeonites. They came and they pretended like they came from a long distance. And they had old wineskins and old moldy bread and stuff. They were the next nation to be conquered. But they deceived Joshua. Joshua thought, okay, they're coming from far. They wanted to just become part of the Israelites and be even servants to them. So they welcomed them in. And come to find out, they were the next ones to be conquered. So they made them hewers of stone and carriers of water. So they did enslave them. But they deceived them. Why? They didn't acknowledge God. They hadn't acknowledged the Lord. That's really important. Elevation begins with separation. Amen. You have to decide. Look at someone say, decide. You have to decide to let go of what was, to step into what is. Every divine door that God places in front of us is activated by a decision. You have to decide. God checked me on this one time. Now, I'll never, ever forget it. It was so clear. I was kind of waiting on a sign. You know, we wait on signs. You know, you want to hear somebody say something. Okay, that's my witness. And God will work like that sometimes. People will have a word, or somebody that doesn't know you will say something, or something will say. God works like that. But in this particular case, God was teaching me something. He said, no sign. He said, you decide. He said, this is what my last day's church is going to be like. Not waiting on a sign. Making decisions. And all of heaven is going back to decisions. See, this is where we miss. We mess up and miss God. We think, oh, boy. You know, was that God or was that just me? Well, see, you don't spend enough time. Because the Lord says, this in Job, he says, you decree. He didn't say, I decree. His decree was already decreed. His decree was decreed in Genesis 1. Let us make the man in our image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion. That's the decree. That decree has always been and always will be. Now, man messed up, dropped the ball, did a lot of things, but Jesus brought it all back to a divine order. And now the enemy, you know, the greatest warfare oftentimes is not among people, it's not even in the spirit realm, is between your two ears. How you have come to think, how you have come to view yourself. So you must decide. There's some things you have to let go of. You have to let go of what was. You got to let go of some habits. Oh, yeah. That's true. And they're very comfortable habits. They're not evil. They're not sinful. You just can't take them into your next season. God wants to elevate you. You can't take them in the next season. It won't work. They'll always drag you back to that. So you have to separate yourself. You have to let go to step into what is. There's a kingdom you that's yet to manifest. He's there waiting to break out. Every divine door that God has set before us is activated by a decision. Faith isn't a feeling. This is where we miss it many times. You're like, oh, I'm feeling my faith is strong. Well, it could be, but don't get it mixed up with just how you're feeling at the moment. Listen, Faith is a decision, whether I feel it or not. Remember, the Lord told Job, you shall also decree a thing. That's what God says. You shall decree. You. Stop being scared. Stop being afraid that you're going to make a mistake. Stop being afraid it ain't God. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And I, the Lord says, and the light shall shine upon your ways. What God is saying is that when you decide, now I'm not talking to the carnal, casual, sinful churchgoer. I'm talking to people that love God, that are pursuing God, that have a heart after God. So let's not get this twisted, because people take this and they get all messed up doing stuff because the devil has so much access to their life. I'm not talking about the perfect people, because ain't nobody in here perfect. Right? God didn't call us to be perfect. He called us to be obedient. Okay? Being imperfect is what makes us human. But see, there's a divine part. See, there's a scroll, there's a script, there's a scouting report that was written on you before you got here. Come on, you got to see God in a bigger light. You're not a person that was molded. Who you are is not what your circumstances, what your successes or what your defeats, what your failures have caused. No, that's the world. That's the world trying to define you. No, you had a purpose ever before you got in the world. I said, ever before you got into this world, you were a purpose. By God, God's purpose, God's plan. He revealed some of that. It's all revealed through the Psalms, but he revealed that somewhat in Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, before you were in the womb, that word knew is an interesting word. It's not just, he knew of him. It goes, I don't have it in front of me tonight, but it goes much deeper than that. God designed him. God purposed him. God knew what he would look like, what color he would be, where he would be born, how tall he would be, what he would weigh, what he would look like, what he would say, what he would do, what his anointing would be. All of that was planned. And you know what? This is why the enemy has fought some even at an early age. And watch little children that seem to grapple with a lot of this stuff. It ain't because they're just bad. No. Sometimes they're extremely gifted. It's like when Moses was about to come on the scene, the devil knew there was some forerunners coming. He said, we got to kill all these babies. Because the deliverer's coming up here somewhere. But just like true to his nature, he always fails. Every divine door is activated by a decision. Faith isn't a feeling. Stop just living by your feelings. It's a decision. Faith is often a decision to move forward when your flesh wants to sit down. A decision to do what is required when it ain't comfortable.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There was a time when even the most vulgar person would watch his language.